today, Sydney, 26 degrees, partly cloudy, getting up to 29 sunny tomorrow, and then Wednesday is going to be 32 at 7:42. Dr. Chris Brown has stuck around. Actually, what's the temperature over in the South African jungle at the moment?
It's a good question, actually. Last week they had their hottest day on record, and it hit 48.
Oh, God. Oh,
where our celebs are going into. And wet season is starts at the end of January. So that's usually, it can be up to 100 mils of rain a day. So it's either awesome. Going to be so hot or they're going to be flooded out. So.
Have they, I mean, a lot of the comments last year and the feedback was that everyone was starving. I think they were rationed to something like 600 calories a day. Have they increased that slightly or is it just going to be torture again?
Yeah.
A lot of bad breath in the camp.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, look, they all came out of it looking great. They did. But at the same time, it's very
Murph Hughes.
Brownie, they would have to go. You would have to. Channel 10 would have to send these celebs because as if the paparazzi aren't hanging out at the airport and seeing Sydney to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Right. So they would be sending the celebs to remote places to then get over to South Africa, wouldn't they?
This is my favourite part of the whole thing. First of all, it's the people who are currently sending out like Instagram messages saying, I'm on a flight off to the jungle.
Yes.
Which I'd be doing, just to tease people. But the travel itineraries of what they put these people through, just so it's not obvious they're going to the jungle, they'll fly them via, Singapore, via South America.
Awesome.
Just a really funny way of getting there. They say it's to avoid the paparazzi, but it's actually a cost-cutting measure. They just fly them Tiger Air the entire way.
It's a lost jet.
And that way the jungle doesn't seem so bad after you've been in like 72 hours of economy.
Okay, what about this? There's code names and nicknames getting around for the people going in, Brownie.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who Aero is? Tell us who Mars is. Who's Twirl and Kit Kat and Malteser?
I'd be a little bit insulted if I was named, like, my clue involved a chocolate bar whose catchphrase is bubbles of nothing.
Bubbles of nothing.
Something.
Who are you, Aero?
Who came up with that? Was that your idea, chocolate bars? That's not bad.
It's not me. But apparently, like, last year we had cartoon characters or something. Apparently the chocolate bars are, there's a lot in the information there that you can actually pick them straight off that.
Mate, a lot of rumours flying around. I mean, the paper on the weekend was talking about Brendan Favola, ex-AFL footballer, possibly going into the jungle.
Well, the champion sportswoman, you've already given us the clue for this one. She's one of the world's fittest females. No man has equaled her record.
Yeah.
That's got to come down to, like, Lane Beachley, or Stephanie Rice has to be up there. She won 3 golds in her first Olympics.
Well, the wording there is interesting because I honestly don't know, but I reckon, because it says are they saying she is one of the world's fittest females right now? So is she still at the peak of her game?
What about this one? A pop star, record-breaking chart topper who performed for the Queen. Anthony Kalia. Imagine hearing the prayer in the jungle.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I reckon there'd be a few baboons gathering around.
He just performs the prayer every day.
You know what? You could add the baboon to the list of animals that has sex for pleasure, I think.
there you go.
Could you?
Yeah,
well, after hearing the prayer.
If the prayer is on there. Yeah, absolutely.
She's a Silver Logie winner and a household name in over 20 countries. Mm. And we thought Bollywood, Who Dares Wins, Tanya Zayeta.
That'd be good.
Has she won a Silver Logie? For a lemon detox awards, I think.
I'm not sure if that's what it was for, if she did get one. I don't know, mate. I haven't got my Logie's handbook on me, but maybe she did get one.
Oh, Brownie.
The NRL captain is the one that gets me. They've won a grand final. There aren't many of those that have actually won a grand final. You can narrow that one down.
Would it
to
be
three
many?
Or four. Could be. I don't know. But then you've got a couple of legends like the Chief, Paul Harris.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Be awesome.
Yeah. How good would Minnie's body look in that outdoor shower? Yeah.
Jeff Toovey? There's another one he took Manly to. Geez, he would be good. Mm-hmm. Scotty Prince, they're saying. Yep. He also took him to another premiership. Mm. When do you leave, Brownie?
I leave tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. And look, I appreciate the support from you guys. You're right. You're right there behind me.
Are you leaving Sydney breaking some young lady's heart that you're going
to
be gone for a while?
Had to go there,
where are you at the moment? No, well, people like to know this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you where I am. I'm set back again after talking to you guys. So,
single.
Yeah.
Single at the moment?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Find someone in South Africa.
That would
be...
Would that make you happy?
Geez, Julia Morris, she makes me laugh so much. Well, she's married, but she's
that's not going to work.
She doesn't really help.
Brownie, we love getting you on, mate. We really
always trying to find out more with you, Brownie, aren't we? You leave me wanting more.
Oh, that's the art of it all.
Mm-hmm. That's like he does down at the bucket
list.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It begins. It's in a couple of weeks. January 31st, Channel 10 at 6:30 p.m. Brownie, have a great trip, mate. We'll have a chat to you while you're over there.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Good to see you. Let's check your roads, Matty. Sydney traffic.